Yeah, I'm Andy.
I'm Soper.
I'm Joey.
I'm Tim.
Frankie Curveball, nice to meet you.
And with the Hot Sprockets, we're at Independence, and I should note, with thanks to Molson Canadian beer, which everybody seems to be drinking as well.
Yeah, hear that?
You like that? You like that for audio sounds, Molson? We're having some feedback in the background. Am I picking up that? I am indeed. You just played the Hot Press Tent. How was it to play? I mean, what you do live is absolutely genius, but to hear it acoustic, it's the first time I've ever got it.
Yeah, it goes down good. Yeah, we just once we have the three acoustics, we just bash it out like as if we are playing electrics, and just that's how we do it.
You're playing this evening. What's the difference between Hot Sprockets playing an acoustic set and the Hot Sprockets playing the full electric set?
yeah, volume. And I don't know, it's actually the exact same, except we have acoustics and electric. The sexual energy is still the same.
It tends to be a bit more intimate, the acoustic sessions. Like down at Knock and Sock, and there was killing last week around a fire for charity and all, but it just means people are way more face-to-face. I just think they're more intimate, they're more like, you can feel more of a buzz.
Country, because you play the stuff a little bit different, so.
And you're winging it, yeah, it's way more winging it, like, live's pretty winging it as well.
Can you explain to me, we saw you, myself and Anthony McGuinness, also of Culture, saw you play in Spirit of Folk Festival. Year one, all of a sudden somebody starts doing this. Can you explain to me what that's all about?
I think the Native Americans started it back like 1600s or so. But other than that, yeah, I think
someone
it's spread across.
Someone started, didn't they? Someone just started doing it.
The stage itself was a big teepee. It was two or three teepees together. And obviously people just got caught up in it. It's the ancients' energy flowed through them and they blasted it out.
I think that's what it was. They felt the ancient energy and we felt it and it was so close. And that was another real intimate gig where everyone was like feeling the atmosphere. And
Year two Spirit of Folk Festival, you had a bad reaction to the ibuprofen. Yeah. Your face, in short, swelled up. Your cohorts, and these gentlemen who you pal around with, took a photograph of you and threw it out on Facebook. How would you describe his face at the time?
How would you describe my face?
Totally swollen, yeah.
Couldn't like a blowfish.
Yeah, that's a good expression.
The male equivalent of a blowfish.
I laughed, but then after a couple of seconds I was like, oh, it was actually serious. Oh, I was laughing for ages, yeah. Yeah, I know, but when it got serious, when there was like an ambulance and all, I was like, oh, whoa, it actually is serious. Then you people were saying he can't breathe and all because his neck was getting swollen and he couldn't breathe and all. Then it was like, I stopped laughing then for about a half a minute and then I just started laughing again.
You still went and played live on stage though. And I mean, I've never seen somebody just step out of the back of an ambulance, jump on the stage and just jump back in and play a gig.
Good, yeah. Wish I had a cape.
That's Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, Bruce Springsteen would be proud. It actually happened again then in the work commands. We had to play a charity thing and then I took an anodine. I was hung over. I missed the sound check and I was like, I have to get in. I was like, took an anodine and then I had allergic reaction to that. So just one, it wasn't as bad. It was just like one kind of swollen eye and like a bit of cheek and like, but you feel weird. Like you feel all dazed and people are talking to you and you just got a swollen eye. So it's weird. It's just like, I don't recommend it. Yeah. Definitely won't be taking one before going on tonight or after.
Soul Brother, the latest video is out at this moment in time. Whose brainwave was that?
It was just like a group idea, kind of. Just we kind of thought it would be cool to kind of do it like started off with like a 70s cop show type thing, and then we realised Beastie Boys done that already, and they done it pretty well. Then we thought about how much we love like B movie stuff, so we thought maybe combine like the 70s kind of TV show with like a B movie like Blood and stuff like that, and then Then once we got together with Finn, then he just realised the idea. He just made it happen then, do you know what I mean? And then we had to make fake blood and all. We just done it between ourselves and him and put a load of work into it, like, and it just ended up looking great then, you know. Finn just hit the mark perfect and just added in loads of stuff that we didn't think of and stuff that we thought of he didn't think of. So it was like just a perfect artistic creation but collaboration, you know, so it was great.
A blur, yeah, you can't see it because it's reflected.
You ain't cutting nothing.
You'll see it in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we're gonna have the the uncensored one out for Christmas in the box set.
What's the tail end of 2013 heading into 2014 hold?
We're going to put out another video and a single and then do a few more probably start of September, end of this month actually. We're shooting the video next week and the song is done already, so it'll be together pretty quick. And we'll just put that out and do a couple more gigs, and then we're gonna get down to some writing. Joe's gone away for a month and stuff, so we're gonna get down to a little bit of writing and stuff, and then when he comes back, then we'll finish off stuff, and then we'll get cracking with putting the album out then the new year, like, with another new song and a new video. Then
I'm looking at the Sprockets, and there's a what?
There's a B-side for the next single as well, which the video's already done for.
Two new videos at the same time in September. Yeah.
Have you picked a name for the new album?
Yeah, it's called. Actually, no, we're not allowed to say it. It's a secret. Ah, no, that's it. It's called Brother Nature. Yeah, it's called Brother Nature. That's what it's going to be called.
Do you know what the front cover is yet?
Yeah, it's been. We're working on it at the moment, actually. It's kind of this artist painting. It's another collaboration between the band and an artist where it's like just all artwork. Like, it's kind of all these paintings of plants and stuff like that. It's cool.
Don't get me wrong, but in the nicest way of saying, Sprocket's been the coolest thing since literally sliced bread. Has the sound changed from album number one to what you're on the verge of coming out with? Or is it kind of, well, you know, we've kept our soul, brother, pardon the cliched pun, but, you know, we've kept it in there, but yeah, it's totally different sounds? Or
And we'll always have those kind of soul, brother, Sprocket sound, but then the album is a mix of loads of different things as well, so we have...
The first had like kind of more folkier style ones or country or whatever, and more rockier ones and more bluesier ones. As a good mix here, as poppy one, bluesy one, rocky one. And we're really proud of it. It's a way bigger sound, and it's a full sound now. Like, you slap it on, you can slap it on in somewhere now in a club or whatever, and it would sound rapid. Like, it's really proud of it. High fidelity.
What's the future? I mean, is the future heading across to the UK? I mean, we don't have the Top of the Pops where you can kind of go, you know, Mom, we were on, did you see us on the BBC? I know that's not there, like, which is what me and you, well, I definitely would have grown up with. I don't know about you lot, but...
I don't know, I think getting abroad, yeah, but it's just getting the cash to get out there. But it's usually, like, we were kind of having this same thing before the first album. And then when you get the first album out, you have a bit more clout there that people start respecting you more. And you notice you get way more gigs. So I'd say... Now, after 2014, when we start working on new songs for the third album, and then we get the second album out, then I think we'll have a lot more clout there. And when people really hear it, I think it's going to just speak for itself. And we should definitely be getting abroad to Spain or Japan or wherever. And just once people are enjoying the music, we're happy. Like, if people are actually digging the music, it's the biggest thing we can ask for. Like, I mean, if we don't make it... Like, in 50 years on, we'll be able to look back and go, here, there was people there that actually loved our music, you know what I mean? Respected us and play it. And that's a big thing, like, because we know how it is to be a listener of music.
Eric Lawler, my mate, who's a comedian, said to me when he was going to the Edinburgh Comedy Festival to play there, he said he had to go. He said it was like a rite of passage. Is there a rite of passage that you must go through to be accepted, inverted commas?
Not for the listener, there's not. Most listeners couldn't give it. Bad word if because you're gonna have to edit it out. they don't really care like what you did before, like if they're listening to the music, but it's the media care. Oh, you played the Picnic, cool, we'll write about you in blah 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 and blah blah blah. You played a BP Fallon, oh cool, we'll write about you now. So
the people who hear the music, they're just seeing it and they're just in the moment checking it out. But then again, the more people who write about it, the more people who will come to gigs and then hear you at the gig. So it's kind of goes both ways, I suppose.
Is there a bit of, not to compare the music, but is there a bit of Aslan about you? You seem to kind of have that, but you, no, don't take in the music sense.
All bands from Dublin are Aslan, is that what you're saying?
No. I'm not digging a hole for myself. But you know what I mean? Aslan have that following where they turn up to the gig and you kind of go, well, they're Aslan fans. You get spotted a mile away. They're not Boyzone fans to differentiate. And no offence, and in the nicest way of saying, you have a very different style of dress to the Aslan followers. If that's okay. So we're on totally different wavelengths. But the end justifies the means.
Aslan, like a band like us, we persevere. Like, we haven't been doing well the whole time. We've only been... Like, it's been 6 or 7 years before we've gotten to this point. I think Aslan are a type of band that's with respect for that. They keep going, they keep doing it, and as long as people are willing to hear their music, they'll keep playing it and singing it and keep putting things out on us. I suppose we have an affiliation with that. We can feel that, you know. Bands who persevere and not just be there when things are good and then
hop
out.
They keep gigging for their own. But like, they have their own buzz, they have their own fans, so they're going to keep doing it because it's just what they do, you know.
Zaz the chiller.
Can I get a Hot Sprockets t-shirt? How do I get one?
Oh, I don't know if we have any left. We just got... Do we have one left? Nice. And we just got CDs there today. We got a... We were sold out of CDs, and we just got a fresh batch of CDs, so... Get you
nice
one.
Nice hot batch.
Of the first album. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you so much. If people want to find out more, Hot Sprockets are at the Hot Sprockets online. It amazes me when you were playing your Hot Press set, and I... pimped something out about you, including a photograph that you managed to retweet it whilst playing Soul Brother acoustically. It's unbelievable.
You know, the funny thing is, the guy who done that is our manager, Paul. He's in France at the moment. That's how on point. Great manager. He's retweeting as we're playing gigs. That's awesome.
Is there a Hot Sprockets website if people want to get the Soul Brother merchandise?
Yeah, just get in contact with us and ask us about stuff. If you want albums or you want it, and just give us a shout on Twitter and we'll write back to you and sort you out.
Our website?
Yeah, it's thehotsprockets.com.
Sure. It is.
Hotsprockets.com. Excellent. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time. Once again, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Back and roll.
Yeah, thanks, brother. Good chatting.